G'day, Alex.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. FFA Cup. It's a rematch against Melbourne, and it's tomorrow night at ANZ Stadium.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Obviously, you know, we met last week in the Cup, and City got the better of us on that night. So looking forward to hopefully putting that right this Friday at ANZ. And, you know, we don't get to play out there too often, so it'd be nice to get out there and give it a good crack.
Well, I reckon it'll take it to another level, actually, Alex, because it was a physical game last time round.
Yeah, well, hopefully. I mean, you know, last week was a decent game. It probably wasn't, you know, an all-time classic. It was a little bit scrappy in parts, but, you know, that's sort of like, you know, what happens in a final in a high-pressure match. And they probably just took their chances a bit better than us. And, you know, that's the way it is with football. But, you know, we're at home this week, and we're still undefeated in the A-League and top of the table. So, you know, we'll be looking to continue that run and hopefully put a bigger gap between, you know, us and them on the table.
How physical? Who's the best physical side, you guys or them?
I don't know. I think it varies from game to game. I mean, there's been a lot of chat about them being overly physical, but, you know, I don't really see it too much. I just think it's, you know, guys being passionate and guys being up for the game and trying to set the tone early. And, you know, if that's the way the game goes, that's the way it is. You know, it's football and we get on with it.
Alex, what's your intel there at the club regarding Tim Cahill? Will he play or not for City?
Yeah, we're not no idea really at the moment. I mean, in the cup game, he came off just after he scored and with a bit of an injury. But then City played again on the weekend, and I think he managed about 10 or 15 minutes. So I'm not too sure how he'll be tracking, but hopefully he'll play. I mean, he's been great for the league, and you know, I'm sure he'll draw quite a few people. Obviously, he's from Sydney, and you know, he originally grew up playing all his football around Sydney, so I'm sure he'll pull a few people through the gates, and I'm sure they'll be wanting to see him play.
Alex, Graeme Arnold is a coach, traditionally, I suppose, he's coached teams that are a bit of a slow burn at the start of a season and work their way into it, but he's got you guys firing from the outset, and you're 6 points clear at this stage. What's been the secret this season?
I think we played a lot of games in pre-season this year, more than, you know, we'd done in the past, and we had quite a few new players come in, including myself, so it was important that we, you know, played a lot of games, a lot of friendly matches to make sure that, I guess, we gelled as a squad and got to know each other on the pitch. And, you know, that, I think that definitely worked. We also had the FFA Cup in the pre-season as well, which gave us some competitive games as well, not just friendly games, because obviously the tempo and whatnot is usually a bit different in friendly games to competitive matches. And that sort of just transcended into the season. And, you know, you guys obviously being involved in sport, once you get on a run and the confidence is up, it's, you know, it's a great feeling, and it's sort of winning can become a habit. And at the moment, I guess when we go on the pitch, we're confident every week that we're going to get the 3 points.
How many mates do you still have left there at Melbourne City? none come tomorrow night, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. None in the 90 minutes, but a few. I mean, the team's actually, I was talking to someone the other night, the team's actually changed so much just since I left at the end of last season. And, you know, they brought in a lot of new foreigners and quite a few new Aussie players as well. So there's still a few guys there that I played with, but there has been a lot of changes as well.
Well, you're a Sydney boy, mate, so it's nice to have you back in Sydney playing for Sydney FC after starting that career at the Northern Spirit in the youth side. So all the very best tomorrow night, mate.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.